I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. He's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, sometimes when I'm weary, Satan roars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already won. In a war, Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that once spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood rained so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that he covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then you'll have to walk through the blood. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no one like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior's pardoned me, now I onward go. I know he'll deep and true, though I am a weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise reads back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I am nothing like you. There's nothing in not my home. Then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I had no one to blame. I longed to hide my face. I was so ashamed for all the wrong I'd done. I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'd be there today, my friend, but for the blood, but for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary Street. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, I know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love, and yet I know it's true. But here I am with the chosen few. I stand today, I'm saved just by the blood, but for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary Tree. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even though I get so low, and though the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, I'm unworthy of God's love. And yet I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I stand today, I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, you're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for truth. Where would we be without truth? Truth is hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I have a thought. Going to continue from yesterday. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. See, it wasn't for what Jesus did on Calvary. We couldn't see our Father because we were disoriented from Him. We were, because of what Adam and Eve did, we couldn't see truly our Father. It wasn't until what Jesus did at Calvary that we were united with the Father again. And now we can truly say with spirit and truth, our Father, like because of what Jesus did at Calvary. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done, you know. That's all we want, to do the Lord's will. And thy will be done on earth as if it's done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what we do every morning. We want the Lord to speak to us every morning, and then we put it on the internet, Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Indeed, it's quite a key here. If we don't forgive our debtors, then God cannot forgive us our debts. God says here, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We got no animosity towards anybody. We just don't agree with them. That's that simple. We can't agree with. We just don't have fellowship with them. But as far as forgiving our debt, we have no animosity towards anybody, because that's just the spirit of the living God does in us. But we're not going to go along with their diabolical plans and schemes, because they're not of God. They have been born again, and they need to. Like I say, forgives of our debts as we forgive those who treat us the way they do. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. We are just praying, help me get this thought out that I've been seeing all night and all day yesterday, Lord. That we're able to see it in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate with people, because we can only do, Lord, what you put on our hearts to do. And then once you put it out there, then you can anoint it and use it for your honor and for your glory, Lord. We just pray to continue to do it as you see fit. Lead and guide us by that of your spirit, because we have nothing to give to the human race, Lord, other than what you've inspired us to do and say, Lord. We just pray to continue to do it as you see fit. Also, Lord, I pray you'll open the hearts of the people, because if you don't open their understanding, we're just beating our gums together, Lord. And I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. See, if we don't, like that Hutterite nation now, for instance, you know, if we don't, they're unredeemable. If we don't step in the gap and pray for them, they'll just never make it. It's just the fact of the matter, because they're so steeped in idolatry and in religion, and especially these preachers. And now, if you try to take that away from them, it's just picking them positive. You just got to do, maybe, I was thinking doing what Daniel did back in his day. You want to read that prayer that Daniel prayed, because, you know, we beating here, doing the same thing, beating our gums together for 30 years, and we're trying to warn these people from their diabolical satanic baptism. And we see, the more we try, and the more we speak, that's what it was back in the days of Jeremiah. He said, the more I talk to them, the more they put the brakes on. That's the sad, that's just the way it is. I mean, how come we don't get no results? Picadere, since 2012, we put these messages out on the internet to go all around the world, and we see very little results compared to what other people have, like the gospel hall people. They seem to have results. Some of them, their whole family get saved, or so-called saved. But see, there's something that, how can they just continue on down that same path? They know very well it leads to destruction. All you got to do is read the scriptures just a little bit. All those that believe that all things are common. If you go together in that fellowship with unbelievers, it's wrong. What kind of fellowship does darkness have with light? And yeah, read what Daniel, Daniel's prayer. Right? He had to step in the gap for his people there back in the day. Because see, he couldn't do nothing with them. They were steeped in sin.
Okay, so in the first year, that's Daniel 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the numbers of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against the Lord. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servants of God, because we have sinned against him, and he had confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For up under the whole heaven had not been done as had done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that had brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and had gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thy anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for our iniquities of our fathers Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thy ear and hear, open thy eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thy own sake, O my God, for the city and thy people are called by thy name. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and informed me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding, At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I came to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision.
Yeah, that's the national prayer that Daniel had back then, and here in today's hour, we've been putting this out there, and there's a lot of people that left the colony, and they have one ambition. They want to save the Hutterites. They know they're lost, and they have an ambition. Like Dave Wallner, he had a gut-wrenching desire to do something to try to get their attention, but see, he was lacking the word. He did not have the proper equipment, and see, that's all our desire ever was. We saw that they're a group of people. They're lost in sin. They're out there groping in the dark. They've been took. They've been deceived. They really never had a revival of none kind. They never had a truth. It's always just been idolatry and paganism, mm-hmm. and in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, in the name of religion, in the name of the Bible. But they're so deceived that they can't see the light. They can't see the trees from the forest, because the God of this world, they're going about things the wrong way. They don't have the truth. See, you and I, mm-hmm. we went back and we observed everything, and we found out that God sent a prophet here in these closing days of time, and we've been repeating it over and over again. He said before he went to Calvary, this is eternal life. This is going to be eternal life. Once I leave, I'm going to send you seven angels. These seven stars yelling in his right hand. And anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, is the opposite. It's going to lead you to hell and death, no matter how religious it is, no matter how good you try, no matter how many communes you have. If you are not interconnected with these seven stars, anything else will the devil infiltrate, and he'll take the people out to hell and death. That's why all this is. These false religions are out there. Just behind it is the spirit of Satan, and you and I, we come along, we tell people the truth, and exactly what the Bible says, the truth will be spoken of. There's just no way that you can get their attention, because the God of this world has blinded their heart, and there's really no deep hunger. Like I say, the more we talk, the more they put the brakes on, and we got a lot of people. We had everybody that used to tap in and listen to us every day. You'd have to start up another website. But see, they listen for a while, and then before you know it, the devil does not want them to listen to what we have to say for an extended period of time. All they got to do, they got to learn to persevere, because we had people come through. Well, I had talked to you about that. That cannot the Lord directly, we were in there at that air show, the Lord spoke to him right into his spirit, right out of heaven. Go stand with Sam. That's the only job description he had on planet Earth for the rest of his life. Just stand with Sam. And he did. And he came over and told me that. And I told him, well, I didn't tell you that. The Lord told you that. So you're going to have to pay attention. So he was good for about a year. And then one day he just came throwing me straight to my face. I'm going to see how much garbage I can see and find out about you. And that's all the devil needed. And before you know it, he's going out there. He just turned against me. And everything I said, he tried to prove wrong. And before you know it, he went back into his gutter again. And then the most crucial thing was when these Windy Bay people down there, they were down there at Carmen there, and they were debating whether they should go back, what they should do, and this, we're that. They were right at the crossroad. They were right at the, you know, you come in your life, sometimes you come to a crossroad, and they were right at that crossroad. But guess what? He goes down there, and he tells these people that were asking the question, they were wondering what they should do. Should they go back to the colony, or what should they do? And he goes down there and tells them that the reason he's not fellowshipping with me anymore, or with us, is because you and I are shaking up. See what he completely told them, the opposite of what the Lord told him there at the air show there. Told him right out of heaven, go stand with Sam. That's the only job description. Here he takes these people and he directs them completely the opposite direction. By the way, I know, and you and I know, that this is the only thing that'll take them to the mercy of the Lamb. I know. God's got a place for other people to see. But see, they're not going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. They're not going to be in that rapture. They're going to be somewhere else. They're going to either have to give their life, end up on the sea of glass, or they're going to go through it, the sheep and the goats there. And when God separates the sheep from the goats. But see, we're just worried about, we're talking about what the now, about what's going on right now. And we're putting the truth out there. I mean, like since 2012, the Lord told us to start up this website and put it out there. And we're doing everything we possibly can to try to get people to get on board and see it the way it is, the way it needs to be seen. We got the truth. It's a truth for the day and hour we were living in. God sent the prophet, and here in these closing days, here in the church, here in Laodicea, and to you and I, it's as plain as daylight. God sent a prophet. All you got to do is come on board and believe it. It doesn't matter what the Brenhamite's made out of it. See what the devil does. He watches what God is doing, and then once he sees what God is doing, he goes in there and perverts it and confuses it and sets people one against another. That's what he's done with that Brenham movement, because once Brother Brenham left, everybody and their dog thought they're bound to go out there and preach, just like a lot of these ex-Hutterites. They want to see if they can't save the Hutterites. And they started up a radio ministry. They started up a TV ministry. They had big Joe Hoover from Montana. All they go out there, think they can save the Hutterites when they don't even have the ABC. The ABC is God sent the prophet here to church here to Laodicea. We got everything 100% accurate. We say it the way it needs to be said. There's no glory in us. Everything that we say and do, all our resources we put into this, trying to wake a people up and trying. And like I say, we've tried everything under the sun to get their attention. The more we talk, the more they defy it, the more they work against it. We can't even get our own children on board and your own families to believe what we're saying. We're just the two of us here. Sometimes somebody taps in for a while and they list for a while, and before you know it, it's just not something that's readily accepted, because it's in the truth will be evil spoken of. But you have to persevere. You got to do something about your eternal destiny. That's the only message we have, the one that has been firmly established. Like I keep saying, these seven stars and anything outside of these seven angels that's not interconnected, that believe you me, Satan will get a hold of you and he'll take you out to hell and that. But as long as you stay within the confines of that seven star, and here, like I say, in the church shade of Laodicea, we have Brother Brenham, and then he goes off to sea, and then God's got another vessel ready to take over, and it's Raymond M. Jackson. And we listen to him. I was there for 10 years, and the Lord took him off, and then he was testing everybody, and he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. And like I said yesterday, we were driving together for about a month, and all of a sudden they dawned on me. I wonder what people are going to see. And the Lord came on the scene, and he said, you know very well what they're going to say and think. But I think he said, without Lorraine, there is no program. So for me, being here by myself, there would be anything that I've ever done would be of no value. He had to bring you on board, and now it's the two of us, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And here we are. We've been doing everything we know to do. He told us to get up in the morning, then he told us to sing this song. Then we used to have once a week, we would do it every Sunday. We'd stop the truck, and then we'd have a 1 hour, 2 hour conversation. And then once we got off the truck, the Lord moved on us to do it every day, and that's what we're doing. But we see very little results. We're doing everything the Lord told us to. It's not our program. It's just something that the Lord moved on our hearts to do, and that's what we're doing. But see, very little results, you know. No, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people, like, they stop at salvation. Like, you will look at the gospel haulers, they have a salvation message, but that's where they stop. Like, I was still on the colony, and, like, the Lord had saved me, but there was something more that I knew there was something more. And that I did not have. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, Brother Jackson, that I realized what it was. I was missing the message for my day and hour. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people, they just stop at salvation. And you, Paul says to continue on with the meat, you know, and that's where the persecution lies. Like there is some persecution, like when you accept salvation, when you have salvation, there's some persecution. But when you come to the message of your day and hour, that's where the persecution really lies, because that's where a lot of Christians will separate from you. And they don't want to have anything to do with you when you believe that God sent the prophet in this age to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. But we're just letting you know how God led our journey and where he led us to, because what the Laodicea church age is all about, what those churches of in the book of Revelation mean, all these seven churches, and we can let you know that outside of the ministry of Brother Branham, we were totally clue what a lot of these things in the Bible represented. And there's a lot of, sometimes God has people called out to stand in a gap for people, like Daniel here. He stood in the gap for those Jews that were brought down to Babylon, and he stood in the gap and he prayed for them. A lot of people don't even know that they have to pray for forgiveness and sin and repent. And Daniel here was making supplications and asking for forgiveness for the sins of his people. And the Lord heard his supplication, and the angel came to him and ministered to him. And you can see that all through the Bible there are people that God has called out to stand in the gap. There's Moses, he stood in the gap. Joseph stood in the gap. There's Esther that stood in the gap. There are certain individuals that God had a calling on their life to stand in the gap for their people. And that's the same way here. That's all we ever wanted, is for the Hutterites to come out of that religion that they're in, that religious bondage that keeps them from getting to know God and what his greatness and what he's all got to offer, instead of having to live in a life that never delivers, that never gives you, has anything to offer. Like that religion will never give you anything. It takes from people, and the end of your life, there is nothing left of you. It just takes from people, religion. There is nothing there but death.
And the leaders, they know that. They know I've been telling them the truth. Back in the day when that split came, and they knew that I got up and stood up to the plate. If I die, I die. Mm-hmm. I didn't care what they did to me. I single-handedly took that bishop out there because I went to that prayer meeting. And it wasn't until I went to that prayer meeting, they tried to catch him time and time again. They went after that Jake Klein's house. They couldn't catch him. It wasn't until I could get to a place where I could move the heart of God. Mm-hmm. If you could get two or three people to agree with you, I'll do it. I did exactly what Daniel did. He moved the heart of God, and then things started happening. And I went back there and to a prayer meeting, and all of a sudden the Lord began to deal with that Gibb guy, and he put out the book, and we went down to James Valley some time back, and we told that lady there that she's in the printing shop, we told her that you left the main ingredient out. You told her that yourself. He said you left out the fact that Sam stood up to the plate, and it's because of him standing up to the plate. That's why that book is down here available. You didn't put that in that book. You took the glory for yourself, and we took the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And once I touched the heart of God up at that prayer meeting, that man, the Lord of glory, went to work, and he began to put things together, and he got, and that Joe Whipps, from the South Dakota, he had an open heart surgery. The Lord came to him. I want you to go back and clean up that mess that Jake Kleinshauser created back there. And then he was unstoppable. But it wasn't until I had touched the heart of God. There's no glory to me. I just did what the Lord moved on me to do, and what every human being should be doing. And all of a sudden, the Lord went to work, and before you know it, the guy got disconnected, because he was, up until that time, he was unstoppable. He was like these popes. back in the days of Martin Luther. They were unstoppable. Whenever somebody opposed them, he would get rid of them. And that's exactly what he did here. He got rid of these two people down in Rock Lake. He got rid of the Espadine people, everybody that started going against them. He had the power to stop them. And I knew that to take somebody that will touch the heart of God. And that's exactly what we did. And then the Lord went to move, and before I know it, that split came in. But see, the devil never gives up. He's right there, then he starts working again, then he brings up seven more that are worse than Jake Kleinsdahl. He creates a committee, what they call a committee, that gives faction. They're even worse than Jake Kleinsdahl's ever was. And you just can't win. People got to come to their own senses and seek out their own salvation. Just like you and I did, we had to seek our own salvation with fear and trembling, and the Lord just led us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. Here they don't even have to look at it. They don't even go search for it. All they got to do is believe it. It's because it's all paid for. We stood in the gap for them over the years, and we just have to trust the Lord to continue on with the program, and nothing we can do if they don't want it.
Like, there's a lot of people, like let's say that book that they came out with and provided evidence and all the letters and document. Oh, well, see, back then there was a price to pay to stand up against the corruption that was going on. And you lost your life for the sake of standing up for truth. And all these people did not want to pay a price. And after... how many years now is it since the 90s, right? And it's 2025 that they brought out that book or something. So that's you're looking at 30 some years here that now they came out with this book where there is no more price to pay. Like J.K. had already passed away, and there's no more price to pay, and they come out with this book. It reminds me of that story about that hen that she was asking to see who's gonna help her get the garden going. Like, first you have to make sure it's cultivated and fertilized, and then you plant the seed, and then you have to work and hoe and weed and everything. And she was asking her friends to see if they could come and help her, and they just all refused to come and help her. But when it came time to eating, everybody was available. All of a sudden, everybody came to wanting to partake of the credit, all the work that she had done all summer. That's the same way with the NATO countries over in Europe. Trump wanted their help, and they refused. And when everything is gonna be said and done, they're gonna be there. There's no price to pay then, and see, that's cowardly, right? But this, if there's people that God calls to stand in the gap and pay a price, and it happened to be you, that you stood up against that corruption, and that's the one part that they omitted from that book, because that spearheaded everything. Just like Martin Luther spearheaded everything with the Catholic Church there, when he was given the revelation that just shall live by faith, and he wrote the 95 Theses against the Catholic Church. That spearheaded that whole movement, and there's always something that spearheads something. And when you stood up against that corruption, that spearheaded that whole movement of the Hutterites being exposed for the J.K., what he was doing.
There's no more price to pay. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is jump on board.
That's right.
We were that ox. And it says over in Matthew 22, my oxen have been butchered, my fatling have been killed. We stood in the gap when there was a price to pay. We lost it all. You can't even see, you couldn't even, like I said the other day, you couldn't even go to your mom's funeral because they had you in the house. You couldn't even go, when your mom was dying, you couldn't even go visit her. You can't even see your nephews and your nieces growing up because they got you in the outs. And the same with me. Unless you worship them, unless you ask permission, and even at that, they won't let you in there. They got the barred door, that behind it, I keep saying it over, it's the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. These people are locked up, and some of them, they don't even want to do what they're doing, but mm-hmm. they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to be free, because what the devil does, he gives that preacher full power. And people, they love power. As long as they have power, they all want to... protect their turf, so mm-hmm. they can continue to hold on to their power. But see what happens when they die, they go straight to hell, and down in hell, they just continue on what they've been doing there. They're going to continue on to preach down there. And they're going to be just like that girl that went through hell, and she saw these entertainers. She saw that Michael Jackson, and she saw the Pope down there. They're just continuing to do what they did here. Mm-hmm. They got to entertain down there, and if they don't entertain, then these demons did terrorize them and persecute. That's what these preachers will do. They go, mm-hmm. if they don't accept the truth for your day and things like that, and salvation, and that thing is nothing but garbage, that other, I think, it's behind it is the spirit of Satan. If they can't stop and get a hold of their life, they're going to go out to hell and death and overthrow it. For 1,000 years, down in hell. Hell will be for 1,000 years, and then hell and death gets thrown into the lake of fire. But in the meantime, for 1,000 years, they got to just continue on their stupid preacher down there. Mm-hmm. And just like Michael Jackson, for 1,000 years, he's down there having to entertain, having to do his diabolical dances. And that's all these preachers, it's a diabolical sermon. I told you time and time, the devil was writing these sermons because it's not that they didn't tell him the truth, it's that he didn't tell him the things that mattered mostly is the message for your day. He didn't tell him about God sending a prophet, about all these things. That's not any servants. Not one word about Martin Luther being that angelic servant, that voice of that angel that talks about back in the church age of Laodicea. And then these people, these seven angels, they found these vocal cords back in the day. It was Martin Luther, and all you had to do was hang on to what Martin Luther said, to just to live by faith, and then before you know it, and that's all they had to do. But see, Satan sits back, and he pollutes it. He comes in with the Jakob Hooters, with the Peter Riedemanns, and all these people, and before you know it, the picture is muddy again, and everything is dragged back into a drama Catholicism. That whole other thing, if you analyze it, it's a carbon copy of Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the priest to confess your sin. That's not biblical. And they got the same trademark that the Vatican has. Mm-hmm. You got to go see the priests and all that garbage that yeah. they have. And we call it filth. We call it exactly out the way it is. It needs to be called out. But mm-hmm. see, the more we talk, the more they turn and turn them back. Even though we had a man come to our house that had an out-of-the-body experience, the Joe Mandel, I keep telling you about, but they couldn't shut it down fast. The devil was right there making sure it doesn't find no footing. That's what we're doing. We're just going back, and we're just bringing the message out from Brother Branham. We're bringing the message out from Brother Branham. We're letting people know that brother, that man that was amongst us, the Hutterite, that had an out-of-the-body experience, and he came back and told us that Hutterite thing is nothing but first-class deception, but it falls on deaf ears, and the devil is right there to take it away from them, because, like I say, these preachers, they think they got it made, because they got the power, and they have no fear of God, and they're satisfied in deceiving the people and being deceived. Like how many times years have been telling about that baptism that they have? It's a satanic baptism. All they do with their young people, they coerce them into making a pact with the devil. And I don't know how plain you have to speak to get their attention, but the more you speak, like the Bible says, je mehr man euch schlaget, je mehr wird das abweichen. You know, you can come at it from this angle, come at it from this angle, and it just falls on deaf ears. And then we're the problem, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we just got to do what we got to do.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord. And we just pray for the Hutterites, Lord, for their eyes to be open, Lord. We know that Daniel stood in the gap for his people, Lord, and offered them supplications, Lord, and forgiveness of sins, Lord. And we just want to let those Hutterites know, Lord, that they're living in a delusion, Lord. Those preachers are not telling them the truth, Lord. They can't even tell them about salvation, Lord. And because they want to keep people in bondage, Lord, and not for them to be free. Jesus came to pay the price at Calvary and purchased our salvation, Lord. Nobody did that but the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just want to Pray for them, Lord, that you will undertake on their behalf, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.